स्तोत्रवेत्रे कपाणे ज्ञानमभ्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः. दिस् मन्त्र इस् अनलोगस् टु द कृष्ण मूर्ति हियर् श्री कृष्ण. ऐ बौ डौन् टु भगवान् श्री कृष्ण. इस् लैक् अ परिजात. इन् वन् हेण्ड् इस् होल्डिङ्ग् द स्टिक् एण्ड् रोप् एण्ड् इन् अनदर् हेण्ड् ज्ञानमुद्र. He is keen to guide us as well as bless us. The Krishna, word Krishna means to attract. We all are attracted to one or the other things in our lives. Maybe our family, my business, my children, my property. And many a times, these attractions over the time lose its shine. And like attracted fireflies, get attracted to the fire, enter into the fire to get consumed. Bees get attracted to the sticky items and get trapped. Some flies perch on the flower, flower closes on them and die. These attractions may lead to our own distraction. Whereas Krishna means he attracts us. Krish, Krish means Krishi. Krishi, you sow the seed deep into the soil, what happens? The soil, seed sprouts out. He makes us to come out in our life. Na means strength. He makes us to come out in our life, and who gives the strength to us is called as Krishna. Krishna, Krishna is, Gargiyacharya says, Krishna, he is naming Sri Krishna in the not for the first time. It is his eternal name. It is not the first time he is naming. And Sri Krishna, the Krishna's name, like a mother, small baby when he is crying cannot get up, so mother bends down to pick up the baby. That way Sri Krishna comes down. Avatarana, avatara. यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्. टु लिफ्ट् अस् हि कम्स् डौन् टु लिफ्ट् अस् अप्. एण्ड् महाभारत, महाभारत ईस् all scriptures on one side, Mahabharata on the other side. Mahabharata got its weight because of Bhagavad Gita and Vishnu Sahasranama. Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata has 100,000 verses, and the summary heart of Mahabharata is in Bhagavad Gita. Gita, if we start saying Gita, 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 the reverse way is Tyaga, Tyaga, Tyaga. The message, ultimate message of Bhagavad Gita is Tyaga. Not to lead a life for yourself, you have an obligation to lead a life for everyone. The ultimate message is Tyaga. In Bhagavad Gita's first sloka, first word is called as Dharma. Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre. If you jumble up those words, Kshetre, Kshetre, Dharma, Kuru. Means, whatever is your mode of operation, whatever is your field of operation, lead an ethical life. That is another message of Bhagavad Gita. The first word of Bhagavad Gita is Dharma. Last word is last word of Bhagavad Gita is Mama. It is talking about message of Bhagavad Gita is universal. As Swamiji said, it is not for only Hindus. It is not only 5,000 years old. It was relevant 5,000 years back. It is still relevant. It will be relevant. Irrespective of our background, irrespective of our cultural background, religious beliefs, irrespective of our profession, the message of Bhagavad Gita is irrelevant. It is called as Mama Dharma. The Mama Dharma, Bhagavad Gita is a message for you. You are the focus. Sri Krishna has given this message only not to talk about his glory, but also to empower us with strength. In the first shloka of Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, Arjuna was, because of his over-attachment, me and my family, my friends, he lost his confidence. How can I fight? How can I fight my own family members? It is better to go to forest and live on begging. Sri Krishna starts off saying that, you don't talk like an important person. Message of Bhagavad Gita is Uddhishta. You have been whiling away your time, you have been sleeping all that while, it's a time to get up. Get up, roll up your sleeves and act. In Bhagavad Gita, four times Uddhishta word comes. Uddhishta, get up, not to sleep. He talks about that one in the second chapter. He talks about the karma yoga. Karmanye vadika raste ma pareshu kadachana. Throw your heart behind your action, and the result is not in your control. If the result is an motive, best in you never comes out. Throw your heart. Yesterday I was talking in a school here. I told them that ishtapattu odi, kashtapattu odabedi. We say, I studied so hard with the kashta. I took lot of trouble. I am working so hard. Kashtapattu dudita idini. It is not kashtapattu, ishtapattu madu. When you do with ishta, best in you comes out. And in the third chapter, Sri Krishna talks about we need a role model. Role model in our life. Yesterday also I spoke to the children. Have a role model in your life. Have a goal where you want to go. When yedada charati shrestha tatta deva itaro janaha sayat pramanam kurate lokastadanu vartate. We always look out for somebody. If you are a husband, if you are a father, You have to be a role model for your children. If children are asking a question, if the father or mother, they themselves, they can't be bothered, always on the television or the mobile phone, what inspiration can you give it to your children? May the role model be, every house have a role model. May you become a role model for your children and grandchildren. That is what Sri Krishna is talking about. Not to look out for some far away role model. May the role model be there in everyone's house. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, Sri Krishna talks about pranayama. Pranayama is a yoga shastra. Apane jubhati pranam, prana apane tatapare. Pranapana gati rudva pranayama pranaparayana. He talks about be aware of your breathing, inhale and exhale. And at times, when you are so motivated, inspired, you are neither inhaling nor exhaling. That movement is called as pranayama. He talks about pranayama. In the fifth chapter, Bhagavan Sri Krishna talks about how to do the meditation. He talks about Shambhavi Buddha. Parshan Kutva Bahir Bahya Chakshus Devantaro Bruhu Pranapana Gatir Pranapana Samo Kutva Nasa Bhyantara Charino Bruhu Madhye Parshan Kutva Bahir Bahya Chakshus Devantaro Bruhu. Bring your meditation seat, bring your eyeballs to the eyebrow center. It helps in activating your Ajna Chakra, intuition center, Spurna Shakti activates, and in meditation, be aware of the air movement through your nostrils. He talks about in the fourth chapter, he talks about you don't blame anyone if you are a failure. If you are a success, not to say because of that one I am successful. If you are dependent on outer agency for your success or failure, you are in somebody's hands. Sri Krishna talks about Udhare Ratmanatmanam Natmanam Avasade Atmaiva Atmano Bandhu Atmaiva Ripuratmana. Make your mind your friend. your closest friend is mind, if your turns against, it can become your enemy and pull you down. Look after your mind. And it is talking about for a yoga, yogo bhavati dukkaha, yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta sapna avodasya, yogo bhavati dukkaha. One who knows what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, when to sleep, when to get up, and whom to make friendship. For that person, the practice of yoga becomes a dispeller of grief. You become healthy. You change your lifestyle. Lifestyle plays a dominant role. You change your lifestyle. Not to be guided by others, what should be your lifestyle. Adapt your lifestyle. And in the 7th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about Matta Prataram Nanyata Kinchidasti Dhananjaya Mai Sarva Idam Prothaṁ Sutre Manigana Iva. Sri Krishna says, nothing higher than me. I go through each and everything. I hold everything like a thread. Thread is not visible, but beads like many fascinating things. Whatever is glorious, behind that one, I am there like a thread holding together. In the 8th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about Yamyam Vapi Smaran Bhavam Tichantyante Kalevaram Tam Tamai Vaiti Kamteya Sadat Bhava Bhavita. Always think good, always think positive, always think noble. Because whatever you think and depart, you will get that one. Next moment is a continuation of whatever I am thinking. Always associate with good people, positive people, noble people. Think good, think positive. And because if you think wrong and die, you will have to reap the benefit. Always you have to think good, think positive. Sri Krishna says, I am the best possible thing to think about. I am the highest, think about me. In the 9th chapter, Sri Krishna says, though I am the Lord of everything, I am very easy. Easy to be pleased, you need not have to give me extravagant things to impress. Even a Tulsi leaf, this morning Tulsi Puja Day, Swamiji's, they were pouring the water to the Tulasi. It's a patram, a leaf, one fruit. Pushpam, one spoon of water, or whatever you do, whatever you give, give it as a madarpanam, give it as a madarpanam. Whatever is your profession, you are a lawyer, you are a scholar, you are a adhyapak, you are an acharya, you are an IT professional, you are a doctor, whatever you do, when you give it to the Lord of the universe, invoke the best in you and give. Not to give a wretched thing. Not to give your best. Your whatever your life, you dedicate, bring out the best in you and offer it to him. That is in the 9th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about, in the 10th chapter, Nantyosmi Mamadivyanam Vibhutinam Harantapa. Sri Krishna talks about, there is no end to my glory. I hold everything, I envelope everything and I sustain. In the 11th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about, you are just an instrument in my hands. And not to claim credit or discredit. If something did not go as planned, not to blame yourself. You are just an instrument. He talks about, tasma tumattishka ishoravastvam, jitva shatrun gungshurajyam samriddham. Do your best, not to get bogged down. Because of me, this program was a failure. Because of me, this program is a success. You are just an instrument. In the 12th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about mark of a yogi, santushto satatam yogi, yathatma drida nischaya, mayarpita mano buddhi, yomad bhakta same priya. Always have a smile. Always have a smile. Divine sanctity should be there in your face. Not a long face and a gloomy face. Always have a smile in your face. And in the 13th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about the 26 qualities, twenty qualities. Amanitvam madam vitvam ahimsa kshanti arjavam acharyo upasanam shaucham sthairyam atma vigraha. Not to be too arrogant in your life, not to go after your name and fame. Adam vitvam ahimsa, may you lead a life such a way that you are not a burden to others. Kshanti arjavam, able to take insults, criticism. People may insult you, it's okay. You are not, you offer it to the God. Praise or insult, offer it to the God. Kshanti, straightforward living, Sri Krishna is talking about. In the 14th chapter, he talks about Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye gacchanti rajasa jaganya guna vritti sattvado gacchanti tamasa. Sattvic guna takes us up, rajasic guna in the same place, tamo guna down. It can be given, again, analogy to understand. Tamo guna is like a brake in the car, accelerator is the rajo guna, sattvic guna is like a steering. We need all. If you don't have a brake, you will ruin yourself. You need a sattvic guna. Accelerator alone is not enough. You need a direction. You need all three in appropriate. Tamasic guna I need. Why? Without tamo guna, I can't sleep. If I'm always hyperactive, I can't sleep. I need tamo guna also to rest. I need sattvic guna also to think good. In the 15th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about Urdhamulamadashakam ashvattam prahuravyayam. Your roots always connect to the higher possibilities. May your roots never go down to the lower possibilities in your life. Connect to me, that is what the message of Veda Sri Krishna is talking about. In the 16th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about the 26th wealth, divine wealth. Today, this morning, our Baba Ramdevji, he was talking about inexhaustible wealth, Devi Sampat, Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi, Jnana Yoga Vivastitihi, Dhanam Namascha Yajnascha Swadhyaya Tapaharjavam. Be fearless. Be fearless, not to lead a life with the fear. What will happen, what will happen, is the mark of it's a divine wealth. Acquire that one, it's a mark of a devotee, mark of a jnani. In the 17th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about how a yogi should talk. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chet swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vammayam tapa uchyate. Kam anudvega karam vakyam, talk the truth, satyam priyam hitam chet swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva. Always contemplate, think and talk, not talk and think. In the 18th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about Yajnadana tapa karma natyajyam karyam eva tat. Yajnodanam tapascheiva bhavanani manishinaham. Yajna, the yajna, dana, tapa, three should be there. Dana is from the physical side, from the body side. You have to have whatever material thing we give is called as dana. In the breath level, whatever we do, in the fourth chapter, Sri Krishna talks about breathing is an yajna. Yajna means pranayama. One is physical level, in the breathing level, and tapa in the mind level. Yajna dana tapa karma tyajam karyam eva tat. These three, you should maintain that one. And the last one, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tva sarva papevyo moksha ishyami maashuchaha. Not to cry, you are not come here to cry. Celebrate your life. When you celebrate, yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra parto dhanantaraham tatra shri vijayo bhuti dhruva niti matyat mama. Prosperity, glory will be there where the one who imbibes the message of Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita is message for humanity. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, message of Bhagavad Gita for bringing out the message of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Sh Shri Krishna Paramahamsa.